Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am coming to you with a bonus episode today. And this episode is about the power of vision boarding. So just stay with me for a moment. Close your eyes. Inhale and exhale. And just play along with me. Imagine what it would be like for you to observe things getting ever more chaotic, with banks failing and former presidents being arrested, without you slipping into panic or social media rabbit holes or overwhelm. Instead, imagine that you feel connected with the intelligence and the rhythms of nature, rather than the 24/7 news cycle full of scarcity and violence and impending doom. Just imagine you have values. You have people and trees and animals that you love. You decide to do something for yourself and for the whole planet. You take a deep breath and decide to be guided by your vision, not your fears. And that is what a vision board is. In its essence, a vision board is a sacred reminder of what you stand for, what your heart desires, and the vibration that you say, okay, I'm willing to hold this vibration of love or peace or generosity on behalf of everyone. Because when you hold a vibration like that, that serves us all. And the cool thing about a vision board is that you can return to it periodically to reorient yourself when things get hard, because sometimes you will see that the hard stuff actually is helping you to fulfill on some element of your vision. So I am all about vision boarding. I did a vision board last year and it worked so well that I really want as many people as possible to join me in doing one this year. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the vision board party that I'm hosting for healers and feelers rooted in love and justice. So a vision board is a visual representation of what you would like to experience, what you would like to feel, how you would like to be or grow. It doesn't have to be about Maseratis and, I don't know, houses in the Caribbean. Think of it as a collage filled with images and affirmations that inspire you to take care of yourself, to contribute to other people, and to connect with other people and the whole planet. I have a link in the show notes, but you can just go to drmandakemp.com and you'll see a box that says Vision Board Party and just click there to get more of the details. But let me tell you a little bit about it. You know, I created a vision board last April, and it was really in alignment with the new moon being in Aries, trying to catch that energy. I didn't have a lot of magazines at my house. You know, I just used what we had. And I just went with my what felt good. And what I noticed was a theme of luxury and nature. Like there was all these trees and beautiful wooden bowls. And there's a woman wearing like a taffeta gown with velvet, but she's got bare feet, you know, and emeralds. And it's just like so much luxury and nature. For those of you who know astrology, very Venus. And I have to say, you know, there are also other things. There was like a workshop picture of two black men with their hands on each other's hearts. I had the word sister queens and the tree. I had the words luxury and nature. And lots of images of people of different ethnicities, of eight different ages, who were feeling committed, powerful, happy, contributing to society, loving each other, peaceful, grounded. So that's what I put on my vision board. And among the things that I've actually manifested in this year is, number one, I'm in this tiny house. It's actually a luxury tiny house in the beautiful Georgia mountains as I record this. I'm about to release a new album called Message from the Trees. And the vision board actually says, release a new album. So that's awesome. I've hosted 3 retreats this year, one for the winter solstice, most recently for the spring equinox. But I also did something special last year called Sister Queens in the Tree for some women leaders who I just loved. And I wanted to bring them together to affirm each other. So I hosted these retreats and I realized that fulfilled on my part of the vision board where I talked about knowing something about a mystery and being able to share it with other people. So this year, as we're in this period of economic and political chaos, I think it's more important than ever to stay focused on your vision, what your heart desires, and the actions that you're willing to take to experience them. Why do I say this? Well, to me, when we're in the midst of a lot of chaos, it's very easy to like all of a sudden find yourself like the tail wagging the dog, just at the mercy of whatever the news story is of the day, of the feelings that creep up as you read and start feeling panicky, or angry or scared or despairing. So to me, a vision board is like saying, okay, I'm grounding into my most centered and my highest self, and this is what my heart wants this year, and this is what is going to be guiding me. So instead of paying a lot of attention to social media and late-breaking stories, I'm going to be focusing on this vision and whatever baby steps I can see to take me toward the vision. If we take actions that come from the space of scarcity or fear or panic or, you know, anger, I don't think those actions are going to help us in the long run. I think they're going to exhaust us. We're going to end up feeling frustrated and alone, isolated, and like we're not having an impact. But when we take action that's informed by inspiration, by love or generosity, by loving community and connection with nature, I mean, I just can't help but know that those actions are just going to be in alignment with what it is that you want to create. So the vision board party that I'm organizing is actually 2 parts. On April 19th, the first day, we're getting together and we're preparing our souls to receive. And by that, I mean, we're actually going to be tapping in and asking ourselves, our deepest selves, what do we really, really want without any judgment? Just what do we really, really want? And once we know that, why? Just really giving ourselves space to know, why do we want to be in a tiny house in the woods? Or why do we want to release a new album? Or why do we want a new job? Or to, you know, create something new in our business? So when we know why, and when we share it, you know, with the universe and with community, why, then we are like giving ourselves an opportunity to experience that vision, to experience that why, even if it comes in a different form than we expect. So even if, you know, you want to go glamping, but what you got was a tiny house, that's pretty good. The second day of the vision board party, we're going to focus on actually building the board. So that can be done virtually, or if you like tactile, if you know, you'll have your poster board and some glitter, some glue sticks, some scissors and magazines, you know, so it becomes this real physical embodied experience. And you should know both kinds of boards work, as long as you follow through with the process of, you know, why do you want what you want, and share it with people. What's really cool about this vision board party is that quarterly, we're going to have check-ins on the new moon of each quarter. So like the new moon in June and the new moon in September and the new moon in December. We're going to get back together and notice progress, not perfection. We're going to notice progress. We're going to notice, how are we growing? How is this intention showing up in our world? And sometimes we can't see it, but when we are in community, someone else can see it. And it's just so encouraging. And it's so positive. And, you know, in the midst of things breaking down, it's so important to have your attention on what you're building. You know what I mean? I don't mean you should put your head in the sand, but I do mean, like, if we're going to do some attention, I'm thinking 80-20, 80 being on what it is you want to build, and maybe 20 being on what is falling apart. So I hope that you'll join us for this vision board party. If you want to have fun and delight, you know, as you like name your experiences that you want to bring into the world, this is a great fit for you. If you have cash flow or abundance visions and needs, this is awesome for you. If you're the kind of person who has great visions, but inside of you, there's so much inner resistance and like self-doubt, self-criticism, I'm not worthy, those kind of things, this is for you. Because one of the things that we're explicitly doing as part of our vision board process is noticing and addressing the parts of ourselves that are resistant to the vision. You know, for whatever reason, maybe because we feel ashamed, because we feel like it's too big, or we feel like we're too small, or, you know, there's not enough for everybody. Whatever those beliefs are, we're going to gently surface them and very, very lovingly address them. So I really hope that you're going to join us for this party. Again, you can just go to my website, dramandakemp.com, and just click on the link that says Vision Board Party. What you should know is that registration closes on April 14th. And we're recording everything. So even if you can't attend the live sessions, as long as you do the activities, you should be okay. And I would really hate for you to miss out on this opportunity just because, you know, it just so happens that you had lunch scheduled and you couldn't change it or whatever your reason might be. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me, amanda@dramandakemp.com. And peace and love. Hope to see you at the Vision Board Party.